From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Juanita Parker reading Dark Prince by Christine Feehan. Now, let's begin with Dark Prince, Chapter 1. He could no longer fool himself. Slowly, with infinite weariness, Mikhail Dobrynsky closed the leather-bound first edition. This was the end. He could no longer bear it. The books he loved so much could not push away the stark, raw loneliness of his existence. The study was lined with books, floor to ceiling on three of the four walls of the room. He had read every one, committed a great many to memory over the centuries. They no longer provided solace for his mind. The books fed his intellect, but broke his heart. He would not seek sleep at dawn, at least not the healing sleep of renewal. He would seek eternal rest, and God have mercy on his soul. His kind was few, scattered, persecuted, gone. He had tried it all, skills, physical and mental, every new technology. Mikhail had filled his life with art and philosophy, with work and science. He knew every healing herb and every poison root. He knew the weapons of man and had learned to become a weapon himself. He remained alone. His people were a dying race, and he had failed them. As their leader, he had been committed to finding a way to save those he looked after. Too many of the males were turning, giving up their souls to become the undead in desperation. There were no women to continue their species, to bring them back from the darkness in which they dwelled. They had no hope to continue. The males were essentially predators,